Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pauly just asked a very relevant question. Thanks again to Eno Saris for joining us in our last Smart Baseball segment. Before we get to the Rindle Report, he said, what's the weather looking like in Boston? Pretty sure they haven't put a dome on top of Fenway Park as of yet, which means you are exposed to the elements. They just had a rain out. It's going to be gorgeous, actually. The next 2 days.
I just assume anytime the Padres leave California.
They go to the East Coast. Yeah.
San Diego-like. Tomorrow, 76 degrees, mostly sunny, 0% chance of rain. Saturday, 78 degrees, partly cloudy, only a 4% chance of rain. Sunday, 82 thunderstorm, 77% chance of rain. So there is a concern for the series finale Sunday morning. But the next 2 days should be absolutely perfect for baseball in Boston. Tomorrow's game, by the way, is an Apple TV game. First one of the season, I think, for the Padres.
Yep.
So no Don and Mud. You, of course, can listen to Jesse and Tony. And remember,
click that button
when you listen. If you're watching on Apple, if you go to the settings with the audio options, you can actually go to Jesse and Tony, and they have it synced up perfectly for you now, to both watch the game and listen to 97.3 The Fan at the same time.
Buddy, I don't even know who's on the broadcast for Apple TV anymore. Like last year was like Hunter Pence and some other people. I can't remember. I remember it
Melanie Newman.
It wasn't very good. Visually, it's stunning. It's spectacular. It's the best. But
according to this, Wayne Rondazzo, Katie Nolan, and Heidi Watney.
Okay. That's all right. That's fine, I guess. But I want to. I sometimes like to watch the national broadcast because they don't know anything about the San Diego Padres. Nothing. And they just make stuff up as they go. And so it's fascinating to watch that. But when you get a chance to get Jesse and Junior
with the visual,
synced up with the visual, it's kind of tough to pass on that. So may have to take one for the team.
And then the second crew is Alex Faust, Ryan Spielborgs, and Tricia Whitaker.
Okay.
And then Dontrell Willis is also part of that first crew.
All right. So. That'll be an interesting series, man, to be sure. Want to take at least two or three from these chowderheads up there, Benjamin. It'll be tough task. Good team.
Yeah, I wonder if they'll be wearing their City Connects on Friday night like the Padres do. They got those bright yellow ones that they wear.
I don't know.
Does every team do it on Friday?
Some do Saturdays. I don't think it's the Padres do theirs on Fridays.
I swear to God, I saw two teams both in City Connects at the same time.
I thought it was recently. Only at home. Really?
I swear to God. I think Hannah and I were, it was like a, maybe it was last Friday night or something. We saw a game, and I'm like, are they both wearing City Connects? But I really don't care. At the end of the day, I just want two dubs. I don't care what you wear. The end of the day, don't care about your shoes. The incredible boomer is here. I just want wins at this point. I want to keep this good mojo rolling.
Well, I have more on the Boston series moving forward. Right now, though, let's get some headlines from Pauly in today's Rindle Report
and get things started here with our today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report. With Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a yeah? Oh, yeah.
All right. I'm excited for the RR today.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. I got some good stuff for you. We'll start. We were just talking about the Padres taking on the Red Sox coming up this weekend. Speaking of the AL East, talk a little Yankees here. Things are not going well for
the
New York Yankees. My God, they have lost 9 of their last 12.
How many games below 500 are they now?
20.
No, above.
Oh, above. I mean,
Yeah, they see, that's why you want to build up a little cushion.
That's why you want to do that. So wait, hold on. If I'm reading your logic right, you want to win more games than you lose?
To withstand the inevitable slide that you're going to hit at some point in the season. I watched Mike Schilt
put on last night a little bit of Yankees Mets. They roughed up Garrett Cole the other night. I'm watching the Yankees Mets, and they had what's his name, Luis Gil. And he had been really, really pitching really, really well. I mean, bro, next thing you know, it is just knock, 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 bomb. Just rolled them. Just absolutely crushed them. Aaron Judge continuing to play very well, but, I mean, nobody else is really picking up the slack there. And, you know, they're getting their first taste of disappointment in New York this year because they had started red hot. You know, as they say, it ain't how you start. It's how you finish. And this is right in the middle.
But there's been teams who have started hot, had a really lousy middle of the summer, and then got hot again at the end.
And then won the World Series, like the Texas Rangers last year.
Yeah, they lost to the Mets 12-2 last night. But Aaron Judge hit number 30 already.
30 bombs already.
Number 30.
30!
It was the Yankees' 82nd game of the season. He is on the exact same pace as 2022 when he was going into a walk year, and he hit 62 home runs.
30 bombs on June 27th is bananas.
Makes Shohei Ohtani's 25 look pretty weak, actually,
very pedestrian.
At this point. By the way,
and he plays the field.
So. Mets fans, and I'm talking to you, Italian Paul.
Oh,
you are welcome because the Padres like
got you on track.
Really helped turn that team around about a week and a half ago. They've barely lost at all in the last 2 weeks, and now they have climbed all the way back to 500. And they are officially part of the National League wild card picture.
Red hot.
All right. Excuse me. Drink some water. Let's keep it in Major League Baseball-ish here. There's a game to be played here, and I'm just not sure how we need to do it. So I'll take your guys' input. But the players for the 2024 All-Star Celebrity Softball Game were unveiled yesterday.
Okay.
All-Star Game in Texas, in Dallas. This coming
here in
Dallas next month. So we got the All-Star Celebrity Softball Game.
Real or fake is the game. Is that I should have done this for real or fake today.
Well, we did this last year where Paulie asks us who they are, and we have to guess what they are. Well, so we will do it again.
I don't have their titles. I'll have to...
Oh, you don't? You don't even know.
I have their names. I don't.
Hopefully, they're celebrities enough that if you Google them, it'll tell you who they are. If you're not enough of a celebrity that Google doesn't even know who you are, you shouldn't be playing in the celebrity softball game.
But in this bit, he doesn't have time to go Google each one.
There's 25 names listed, plus more to be announced next month. When I read the names to myself, my number was five.
Five.
I knew five.
Can you beat five?
It's just like yes or no.
No. Well, who are they?
Let's start with Gina Rodriguez.
Gina Rodriguez is a musical artist.
No, incorrect. She is an actress.
She's an actress.
She is an actress.
All right, it's one for
I think I've seen her in something.
Yeah, she's an actress.
I mean, the name rings a bell, actually. Like, she is in...
All right, we don't have time to do this. Keep
Marcelo
it
Hernandez.
Who?
Marcelo Hernandez.
He is an Olympian.
No.
No, Marcelo Hernandez is an R&B singer.
No. Oh. It's a comedian on Saturday Night Live.
All right.
Eladio Carrion. Carrion.
Oh, one of the best.
He's a wayward son.
One of the best. Oh, God. You get it? Carry on, my wayward son. I'm going to stab him.
I don't want to play this anymore.
I don't want to play anymore either. Just go to the next door.
No, who is he?
World famous.
He is a rapper and songwriter of Latin trap and reggaeton.
All right.
We are any world famous distance runners.
Yeah. Jim Fix.
Towers.
Mike Towers.
M-Y-K-E.
Ooh. Oh, he's a rapper.
Oh, okay. That's totally different.
Mike Towers is a rapper.
Big Mike.
Big
they
Mike.
Call him. Yeah.
Puerto Rican rapper and singer.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Kane Brown.
Country
awful,
singer.
Awful.
Country
awful.
Singer.
Bro country singer. Yeah. Yes. Rap country singer.
Ugh. Tyrese Maxey.
Basketball player.
Damn it. Can you wear one? Can you wear one in a celebrity softball game? Because I would like to see Kane Brown wear one to the ribs.
32 right to the ribs. Underhanded 32 to the ribs.
West Wilson.
West?
Ooh.
It's adult film star. West Wilson.
Don't know. I got it. I got nothing.
Just says TV personality.
TV personality.
Like you.
Yeah. Matt James.
That is a poet. He's an author.
He's a poet.
Yes, he's a writer. Matt James.
Google says, an American television personality, businessman, and former NCAA football player.
Okay.
He was on The Bachelor.
Oh.
So, TV personality.
Right.
Yeah. Where are we at? Terrell Owens. Ever heard of him?
Yes.
Yes, T.O.
Okay, there we go. Camille Kostick.
Volleyball player.
I think she's also a comedian. Survey says
model and TV host on Wipeout.
Right, Woods, you were on Wipeout,
dude.
Sports Illustrated model.
Oh, I'm gonna check. What's her name? Camille Kostek.
Yes,
all right.
Kostek. Tyler Tony,
boxer. No, that's James Tony.
Tyler Tony is a rapper.
No, he's an actor.
All right.
He's Dude Perfect.
What?
That's his name?
That looks like him.
What is Dude Perfect?
You know Dude Perfect. No. Those guys that do like the extreme
stuff.
Oh, yeah, like Dude make Perfect. Baskets off like 100-foot, 100-story skyscrapers and stuff.
Yeah, okay. Very cool.
Garrett Hilbert.
Instagrammer.
Close.
Contest winner.
YouTuber.
Pretty close.
All right.
I think he's also part of Dude Perfect, now that I'm Googling him. Peyo Solis.
Rapper. Musician.
Yeah, I think so.
Let me look it up.
Yeah, no, I know this one. This is definitely a singer.
Can't even find him.
Or her.
Got a TikTok, so maybe he's a TikToker.
TikToker. Very cool.
Julian Pena Jr.
Yeah. He's an artist.
Musical artist.
Well,
close enough.
An artist of some sort.
All right, let's just blow through these. Foreign Tech.
Is that a word?
It's an auto company, an auto detailing company. They work on foreign cars.
Nelson Vergara.
Sophia's husband.
Child.
Lucas Brody. Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones is a very famous radio guy. Very famous.
The guy who worked in town here?
Yeah, well, he's on here. He didn't work here. I think he may have worked here for a hot minute.
Small guy?
He's a little bub.
Yeah. I remember him. When I worked at the old 91X building, wasn't he on?
I don't know if he has any connection.
That was Billy Bones. That was Billy Bones.
Bobby Bones is...
I don't know if he has a connection to Dallas or not. That's typically, you would think, a lot of the players in the celebrity tournament do have a connection to the Dallas
area.
He's
huge in country music.
Is this, yeah, he's a Nashville guy. My question is, have they lowered their standards on celebrities, or are we just getting older and don't know who celebrities are anymore?
I think a little bit of both.
Okay.
Bobby Bones, Danny Austin, Nikki Cass, Kieran Pollard, Pedro Martinez, Jenny Finch,
Natasha
Watley, and Lauren Gibson Chamberlain.
I think like
Ben Higgins and Stephen Woods. We're not that far off.
We're not that far, man. I was watching last night. MLB tweeted that the girl from that Call Her Daddy podcast was throwing out the first pitch, but MLB tweeted it, and everyone's like, "Oh, the Daddy Gang is here," and I'm like, I'm getting passed by. And I see the Coachella lineup every year. I go, it's happening to me. I'm one step away from being out on my front lawn.
Peyo Solis is in Grupo Frontera. Okay. I feel like they've played at Petco Park before.
I think it was Grupo Firme.
Oh yeah, I think you're right.
Well, listen, I probably wouldn't watch it anyway. You could tell me that it's the biggest stars in the world out there, and I'm probably still not going to watch that.
I don't have the list in front of me, but I would assume. Remember the Padres were going to do a celebrity softball game for FanFest.
That got rained
out. They had to cancel it. But I feel like they had
we
much
didn't even make
better...
a cut for that one.
No, we didn't. Not even close, because they had actual celebrities.
But they had, like, Drew Brees, Kelsey Plum.
It was big.
Like,
was
they
really
had
big
names in that one. I don't know. All right, finally.
Satan's Blowfish says you couldn't get the hawk to a girl out there.
Oh, man.
Late ad.
That I would watch.
Emergency ad.
Emergency ad. Hawk. Here she is batting. It's hawk to a
girl. Her and Rob Manfred doing a pregame spot together.
Hawk to it. Spit on that thing.
I'm still not over it. I'm not kidding. I was over it. I'm not. I'm back in. I'm all the way back in on it.
Finally got a story from, a woman in Missouri has been accused of trying to poison her husband. She spiked his Mountain Dew with Roundup.
Roundup, the weed killer?
Oh, yeah. It does cause cancer. There's like a class action thing.
That's a slow play,
but I think
isn't it?
Don't you all like assume if I'm using something poisonous that it probably is not good for me, so you want to stay away from it?
She's been doing this several times throughout the months of May and June. And she is 47 years old, accused of spiking her husband's soda with Roundup and insecticide. And he became suspicious after he kept getting sick.
After he tasted insecticide in his Mountain Dew.
He suspected something was wrong with his soda, his beloved Mountain Dew.
And his wife's babe, let me bring you. If your wife offers you something, don't take it. Or your husband. Don't take it.
I mean, just let him keep drinking Mountain Dew. That's going to get him pretty quickly anyway.
It's a very slow
play. He told police, I started feeling sick after drinking soda. I thought something had gone wrong. He provided surveillance footage to police that indicated his wife had tampered with his soda.
Oh, like in The Sixth Sense when they set up the camcorder.
That broke my heart.
And the mom was poisoning the girl.
Soup.
Yeah.
She broke my heart. Being held at a local detention center with no bond.
What was her reasoning? Was he like abusive or like was there any impetus behind his money or like what was it? Nobody knows. Nobody knows the motive.
USA Today does not say a reason.
Bored.
Well, in my house,
boredom.
I've been with Hannah for 10 years. I don't know that she's ever brought me
soup,
anything. Like, hey, I made you some cocoa. Or she's brought
be very suspicious.
She's brought me coffee before. Like, I've woken up. She's like, made you a cup of coffee.
Make sure you drink this whole thing.
Yes. Yeah. She's tipping it up towards
there until you drink it.
Until you drink it. Can you rub your finger around the bottom of it and rub it on your gums?
Yeah. Can I switch with yours? No.
It's like in Princess Bride when they switch the cups.
If all of a sudden.
Hey, look over there.
If she started bringing me stuff, my haunches would immediately be up. Immediately. I made you a sandwich.
You did?
What's in it?
I'm just going to sit here until you finish every bite.
What's in this? I made you some tea. I don't really drink a lot of tea. What is it?
Don't be worried about that off
it
flavor.
It smells like gasoline. Why? Just her bringing me anything. Anything would immediately go, she's trying to kill me. She's literally, I've told her before, if you take me out, please don't let it be poison. Don't let it be poison. I don't want to be poisoned to death. Nobody does, but I really, really, I have an irrational fear of being poisoned to death. Just slowly, rotting, my stomach bubbling up. Like, I just don't want that. One in the back of the head. Call it a day.
That's our Rindle Report for Thursday. We're about 43 minutes away from the round table. Lots more Padres talk coming up here on 97.3 The Fan. Before then, though, we've got some Throwback Thursday fun that Paulie has amassed for us, and we've got more Legion tickets to give away. Another pair for Saturday's game coming up at Snapdragon Stadium. We'll do that next after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If I don't make it back from my Hawaiian vacation, Ben, at the end of July, you'll know why. My wife is in the chat and said, oh, no, I would never poison him. I would take him to the top of I'd take him on a hike, LOL, and I would just give him, the oops. So
the LOL because
I would never hike.
You going on a hike.
This is the funny part. Yes. Yeah. Like potato chip rock, you'd never get me up there. I hear it's like a very long, gnarly hike. Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that. So she said, yeah.
I don't know why. I thought, oh, because it's a photo op spot. Like, so many people do it. I'm like, it can't be that
Must
bad.
Be easy.
Holy Steven, you really crap. Have to see this view.
Come check this
Just
view.
Come and right then, here boom. To the edge and see this amazing view.
Yeah. And then right off the cliff I go. That'd be a terrible way to go, falling off a cliff, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything falling.
Because
you got to think about
3 or 4 seconds, it would be terrible.
Yeah,
and then it'd probably be over. Although Paulie was just telling us about a skydiver who, the chute
ESPN,
didn't open. They fell 2 miles, and she's still alive.
ESPN posted it was a 10-year anniversary thing of the moment. But yeah, this girl and her friend went skydiving, and as one of the girls was flying through the air, she realized her instructor, who was harnessed to her, passed out and was unconscious. And the chutes got tangled up, and she didn't know what to do, if there was an emergency chute, hit the ground, She jumped out of a helicopter over two miles.
Helicopter?
Yeah, they took a helicopter up. They were 2 miles in the air, and she fell and hit the ground and is alive today and, like, able to sort of walk again. She's relearning how to walk, but it took 10 years. Broke however many bones. I'm like, I didn't even think that was a possibility if you fall that far.
If you fall off, you just... I had a good run. Good run. This is it. It's another way that I've told you I'll never die jumping out of an airplane. I'll never jump out of an airplane. I know several ways that I will never pass away. You'll never catch me. Oh, Woodsy didn't make it because he jumped out of a plane. His chute didn't open because I'm never jumping out of a plane.
What if we're on like one of those reality shows?
But we're not.
Like The Amazing Race.
But we're never going
to
be on there.
And one of us, like to advance, to win, you know, a chance to win $1 million.
Won't be me.
You have to skydive.
It won't be me.
It won't be you. You drop out at that point.
Ben, I went to Chicago, and I had a full-blown panic attack in the Navy Pier Ferris wheel. I hate heights. I don't really like thinking about being, you know, like that. And it was very slow, and you're sitting at the top, and the thing's swinging, and it's not for me. So there's no chance you could get me in a plane to jump up.
I have a weird, like, desire to skydive someday. I've never done it. I don't like heights, and I don't even like flying.
Yeah,
and yet for some reason, some part of me is like, I feel like I need to do this.
Yeah, I've lived on the edge plenty in my life. That's not a way.
I would skydive before I bungee jump. I will never.
I won't
bungee
do that
jump.
Either. My wife wants to go when we go to Hawaii, and my mother-in-law is pressuring me to go in on a helicopter.
You know,
tour.
I have a lot of dreams where I am flying. It's a very common dream for me. And the weird part of it is that generally I have to flap my arms really hard to get off the ground. But I can. In my dreams, if I flap hard enough, I start taking off and can get into the air. And I start flying around. And, you know, I looked it up. It says flying dreams often represent a sense of liberation, breaking free from limitations. And I don't really want to be liberated or break free from limitations. I like my limitations.
You are a big limitations guy.
I'm not craving any breaking free of limitations. I don't know why I have these flying dreams, but...
No. It's not just that you have flying dreams.
I do have to flap my arms. Doesn't work.
Look at me!
It doesn't work. I do have... Does anyone else have to flap their arms in dreams?
Never.
Fly without...
I'm just flying.
Something has to make me go off. I don't just, like, start floating. Right. I actually have to, you know... Work hard, and eventually I do lift off the ground.
A ring camera focused on you at night.
I don't know that I'm actually flapping my arms in my sleep.
But in your head.
But in my head, in my dream,
I bet you are.
I have to flap my arms.
I bet you're moving
it somewhere. That causes me to start coming off the ground and lifting into the air.
Bro, this is what AI is for. I need Ben flying through the air is what I need. So, yeah, like... People in the chat are like, oh, Woodsy, you have to go on the Hawaiian helicopter tour. There's no... My mother-in-law gave me a look. She's like, you won't do it. And I go, no. And she looked at me like...
You won't even go in a helicopter.
No. No.
What if you were like... What if you were elected president and like you had to be, you know, Marine One, and that's how you get places in a helicopter?
Look, if it's Marine One, fine. But some dude in Hawaii that's like, sure, man, aloha, jump on in, mahalo.
Magnum's friend TC.
And I got to jump in that and fly around? Bro, no chance. I got too much to live for. No chance. I can see Hawaii fine from right where I am on the ground. I don't need to be in some rickety-ass helicopter. No chance.
But you can access areas that are inaccessible and like see things other people can't see from that.
Basically, my mother-in-law looked at me and it was the look she gave me was like, I can't say it, but you know what I'm thinking. She's like, oh, really? I said, you guys can go. You're not taking the kids. I'll keep the kids. You guys go have a ball and hope you make it back. And if you don't, you know, well done. So I just have no desire, none whatsoever. I have parasailed. They're asking if I parasailed. I did that. It was the most terrifying thing ever. I hate it.
That's much more dangerous than skydiving, even.
Yeah. That was.
You're not as far off the ground.
I do want to go cliff jump.
I think the safety record is...
Is that weird?
Much.
Yes. Yeah.
No
parachute. I do want to jump
at all.
Cliff into the water. That looks fun.
Like 10 feet?
40.
40?
The one I saw is 40
feet. Have you ever belly flop from just the regular, like, high dive?
Hurts. I would not dive, though. I would do a pencil. I would do
the pencil.
The pencil. Off the thing.
Have you ever gone so deep, like, and you're wondering, can I get back up to the top, like, really fast?
Scary feeling.
The pencil makes you go real deep, though.
Yeah. I'm not an adrenaline junkie by any stretch. Not even close. Don't really like extreme stuff. No. It's not for me. Call me whatever you want. Don't care.
For the rugby junkies out there, we've got a pair of tickets to the San Diego Legion versus the Seattle Seawolves coming up Saturday at Snapdragon Stadium. Be the third caller right now at 833-288-0973. We'll give you a pair, 833-288-0973. Tickets are on sale at SDLegion.com. This is their final regular season game, and they have already qualified for the playoffs. I think they're in third place. They just beat the first place team, Houston, last week, though. So they're definite championship contenders in Major League Rugby. They came all the way to the championship game and lost by a point last year. So, a little redemption, perhaps, in the postseason coming up. And the championship, by the way, is it a Snapdragon? I think it's August 5th, whatever that weekend is. But DJ Marshmello is going to perform at Snapdragon Stadium.
Marshmello's going to be?
Yes.
Really?
At the MLR championship game. Hopefully the Legion will be
August.
In it.
Second, third, and fourth is a Friday, Saturday.
Then it's probably fourth, third or fourth. But that weekend, DJ Marshmello at the MLR championship game.
He was in.
Don't get too excited, Woods.
He was in Dave. Marshmello was. I can't get the visual out of my head
of me flying,
flapping your wings to fly. I'll be thinking about it the rest of the day.
All right, throwback Thursday.
Big goofy bird flying.
I'm thinking like a cartoon bird.
Yes.
Like clouds behind him.
Yeah, look good. It's so good.
Throwback Thursday is going to highlight Woods' amazing ad-libbing skills, for one. And it's going to reset something you hear almost every day, unfortunately, here on Ben and Woods, in case you don't know the origin story of it. Really about 50% of the time, but it feels like almost every day. That is coming up in our final segment next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Did I just hear a Boomer Esiason birthday shout-out to Yordan Alvarez? That's the headline of sports today. Happy birthday, Yordan Alvarez! What? You have nothing else to talk about?
No NBA draft thoughts from last night, Boomer?
Nothing. Hey, happy birthday to Tobey Maguire. He turns 49 today. What in the world?
I was like, is there really nobody else?
Tobey Maguire.
If you have to.
Helen Keller's birthday's today.
I have one
Khloe
NBA
Kardashian.
Draft thought that I haven't shared yet.
You should text it to a buddy then.
The Toronto Raptors drafted Baylor guard Jacoby Walter. Jacoby was named by his parents after Jordan and Kobe. That's why he's Jacoby.
Jacoby.
Jordan and Kobe together becomes Jacoby.
Yeah, but there's a million
That's a
people
lot
named
of expectations.
Jacoby, but there's a lot of people named Jacoby.
Is
like, it's a common name.
Yeah,
it's not like I did.
Like DeBrickishaw Ferguson.
Or like Lareem.
I mean,
Jacoby. Larry Bird and Kareem.
Like Jacoby and Myers. J-A-C-O-B-Y.
Oh, but it's
this
K-O-B-E?
This is J-A apostrophe K-O-B-E.
Ooh.
This is Jacoby.
Wait, Jordan and Kobe?
That's what they said. That's what the parents said.
His name's not Jordan.
No, it's not Jacoby, but it's Jacoby.
Jacob.
Jacoby.
That's great. Anyway, happy birthday to former Padre Jody Garrett today. Ridiculous. I don't know if it's his birthday. I don't think it is.
No Caitlin Clark at the Olympics. No Alex Morgan in the Olympics either. She was left off the roster yesterday for Team USA. First big tournament she's going to miss in about 16 years. Now, she's been hurt this year. She hasn't scored any goals for the Wave this year. But they just decided that her veteran experience, that value wasn't going to be enough to use a roster spot on her. The Wave do have two players going to the Olympics. Naomi Girma and Jaden Shaw were both selected to the U.S. Olympic team. But not Alex Morgan, who won't be there.
Happens, right?
In Paris.
I think she's...
When are the opening ceremonies?
Oh, yeah, when are they?
Soon, I think, right? 3 weeks, maybe. Paris opening ceremony is July 26th. So we are 1 month... Just under 1 month out from the opening ceremony.
I think I'm more interested in it this year than I've ever been. And I don't really, I can't really pinpoint why. Probably because I love Paris. That's a big part of it. But I'm more interested in watching it. I don't know how long that will last. You know how I am with things. I'm way into this for 24 hours, and then I'm over it entirely and won't check in again.
I mean, it's only 2 weeks for the whole thing, and then it's over.
That's true.
For 4 years.
Wasn't I our Olympic correspondent when we
were,
first started?
Right at the beginning.
No, that was that World Cup?
The World Cup.
Right. That was World Cup.
That was excruciating for me.
All right, we've got a couple of Throwback Thursday clips to get to. That is coming up right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fam. I'm enjoying the Padres name mashups for potential future children like Fernanny.
Fernanny, it's a great one. Saw a picture that Manny's wife posted yesterday before, you know, he was about to head out to Boston. And he was holding his little baby boy. And his little baby boy had, I think it was either, well, I mean, it's one of three things. He vomited on him, or he pooped on him, or it was pee-pee. One of the three, and it was on his shirt. So
he's stain.
So Manny's about to get on the plane with the fellas, and he had the little stain there, and I just went, oh, my God. So stinking cute, though. Holding him before he leaves. Very, very sweet picture posted yesterday of our captain heading out to Boston, where he will most assuredly be greeted with a heckle and chorus of boos for the entire weekend.
Former enemy from the AL East and the Baltimore Orioles.
They blame him for ruining Dustin Pedroia's career, which, again, I mean, if you go watch the play, give me a break.
I mean, Manny's starting to turn it on. I feel like he'll thrive, though, going back to that environment.
I hope so.
Short wall and left, just pepper the monster for a couple of days with some line drives.
I hope so.
Love to see it. Yeah. We'll talk more about that series, obviously, tomorrow morning on our Friday edition. But it's Throwback Thursday show. Got to get to a couple of clips, including an origin story.
These are great.
From our very early days here at 97.3 The Fan. So you...
like 2 weeks in.
2 weeks in.
So you, if you listen to our Padres wrap-up every morning at 6:35, there's the two different intros. When the Padres win and when the Padres lose.
I love winning, man. Love winning.
That's the win.
You hear what I'm saying? It's like better than losing.
But then our losing and then there's the montage losing starts with...
It's a shame if they lose.
That's incorrect.
Does everybody know where that came from? Because the song, Take Me Out to the Ball Game, does not go like that.
It doesn't.
If they don't win, it's a shame, is the line.
It's a shame if they lose.
So if you don't know,
I mean, you got to be a real one to know to remember where that came from. It was 5 years ago today.
It happened at the San Alejo Stater Brothers, I believe, or Vaughns, one of the two Vaughns. And I got an email. We had just started, and they said, "Woodsy, can you go do an appearance semi close to your neighborhood?" And it's for Dietz and Watson, but it's at Vaughns. And I said, "Oh." Sure. What does it entail?
You learned about the lunch meat wars.
There were literally like mafia lunch meat wars. I learned about this from the Dietz and Watson guy. It was one of the most fascinating appearances I've ever had. Now, so I get paid to go out and stand at the 97.3 The Fan table where we had an assortment of like little clackers and like a couple of t-shirts to give away and like a pair of tickets to Circus Vargas. And I love a lot about this job. Appearances are not my favorite thing to do. And so I go out and we have a coupon for some Dietz and Watson or something. And I'm like, I'm just looking at my phone. I'm like, get out of here. I'm texting these guys like, this is, just, I gotta go. Come on. All of a sudden, this guy walks up, and he gives you the look of, and you see the look, and you just immediately start to panic of the, who are you guys? What do you do? Right? I'm like, here's your Circus Vargas tickets, bud. Move on. Right? And he looks, and I said I would do, you know, sports radio, home of the Padres. And, oh, I love baseball. And I'm like, fantastic. And then... he's like, I am a singer. I'm a performer. I said, all right. And he said, let me sing you a song. And I said, what is happening? Are you on bath salts? And I ran my recording.
I
said, do you mind if I record you? And he said, no, I do not. Check this out. And he launches into This is the full-ish version. You still have it, Paulie?
Well, Paulie's... I have the full version, but I remember you have the we have the video of it too, which I'm sending to myself right now to put up there because it makes it, I think, even better. But
it
here's
makes
the
it
song.
Even better.
I don't care.
Like he just
launches into it, and I'm standing there with like this, my mouth wide open.
I don't care if I never come back.
Nope.
So it's root for the Padres.
Other people singing.
It's a shame if they lose. Oh, it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
This is in the...
Amazing.
Is this Nathan Lane from the Birdcage?
And you know where it is. When you go to the grocery store, it's where they keep the carts. It's like the foyer of the... So it's the echo, and it's a shame. He is full-on...
Good acoustics.
...performing in there, and people are walking by like, what in the world is happening right now? One of the best appearances I've ever
had. Oh, my God, that's good.
J-Bot says, please play this every time we lose. We literally do. We play it. That's what we play when we lose. But it is just... I like how he says root.
Root.
For its root. Root for the Padres. And then you hear
it's
him...
very 1920s.
You hear him stumble... Because he can't remember. It's a shame if they lose.
He just goes for it.
It was so good. And I remember in that moment going, all right, this was worth it. Because I texted these guys and I'm like, strap in for what I got at this appearance. It was amazing.
Here, I got the video.
Yeah.
I'm going to put it up one more time
like for everybody
on
I'd
the
like
radio.
I'd like to hear it again.
But if anybody wants to watch it.
Root. So every time I'm at the ballpark, I sing it like that.
It's a shame if they lose.
Every single time.
I don't care if I never come back.
Get
so it's root for the Padres.
Oh, my beard.
It's a shame if they lose. Well, it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
How old is that? Our merch is still blue.
It's blue.
Brown.
Yeah.
That's how old it was.
5 years ago today, 2019.
All right. Do we have time for the other one? I want to get to the other one as well.
Yes,
so
quickly.
If you don't like appearances, you also ad-libbing commercials is not your favorite, but you are very good at it.
Thank you.
And we had an exchange. When was this?
This was 3 years ago.
3 years ago.
Just this is now a bit that I like. And since you always put me on the spot, Woods, I am going to give you random things to endorse, and then you've got to do a 60-second spot for whatever I give you to endorse. Like, you know, sex doll, go.
On the spot?
Yeah.
Hey, guys, Woodsy here from Ben and Woods. Wanted to tell you about a new discovery that has just made its way to my front door. Listen, I know it may sound a little odd, but listen, my wife works weird hours, I work weird hours, and sometimes I can't handle my business the way that I want to handle my business. That's why I sometimes use Real Girl. Real Girl is made of silicone, and it really honestly feels like the real thing. I couldn't endorse a product more. It's easy. It's easy to store, and it's easy to clean. So try Real Girl at realgirl.com.
Should have said Real Girl.
Paul, cut that. Send it to the account.
Use the account.
Exactly.
Use the code Woodsy.
Yeah. Use the code Woodsy at checkout. Yeah, for 15% off your initial.
Should have said Real Girl. It feels real good.
It's easy to clean.
Yeah, the cleanup. It's such deviant behavior.
Oh.
It's the next level of deviancy. One of those, in my opinion. Not here to shame anybody, but I just do feel. I would feel very uncomfortable. And when they did it in the show Dave, if you haven't seen Dave, when he did it, I was like, this is the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. And he carried it around with him on tour. Like, that was his special friend. He was a bit of a germaphobe, so that made it much easier for him. So, anyway, that's it for us.
That is not it for us.
Oh.
Might be it for Pauly, or he may be actually sticking around for a while as well.
Do you want to take my spot on the round?
You guys have heard the traffic reports today. There was a fatal accident,
unfortunately,
like near Camp Pendleton. Braden said he's stuck in it. He said, I left at 4:45, and his ETA is like 11:15 a.m. this morning because it was stopped. Like 2 hours had gone by. He's like, I've moved 50 feet.
Wow.
There's no exits. Like, so you can't Pendleton.
You may be
Italian Paul's coming in for backup.
IP is. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Okay.
Either way, we're heading out to the sound space for the weekly Roundtable Pizza, Padres Roundtable, with all your 97.3 The Fan hosts. Minus, of course, Tony Gwynn Jr., who's in Boston with Padres. But the rest of us, we're talking Padres baseball for the next hour. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. or 6 a.m. until 10 a.m. to wrap up the week. But that's it for us. Hopefully it for Paul Reindl. For Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Talk to you momentarily right here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.
Did I just hear a Boomer Esiason birthday shout-out to Yordan Alvarez? That's the headline of sports today. Happy birthday, Yordan Alvarez! What? You have nothing else to talk about?
No NBA draft thoughts from last night, Boomer?
Nothing. Hey, happy birthday to Tobey Maguire! He turns 49 today! What in the world?
I was like, is there really nobody else?
Tobey Maguire.
If you have to...
Helen Keller's birthday's today.
I have one Khloe NBA Kardashian draft thought that I haven't shared yet.
You should text it to a buddy then.
The Toronto Raptors drafted Baylor guard Jacoby Walter. Jacoby was named by his parents after Jordan and Kobe. That's why he's Jacoby.
Jacoby.
Jordan and Kobe together becomes Jacoby.
Yeah, but there's a million people.
That's a lot of expectations.
But, yes, but there's a lot of people named Jacoby. Like, it's a common name.
It's not like
I did.
Like the Brickshaw Ferguson.
Or like Lareem.
I mean, Jacoby.
Larry Bird, yeah, okay. Kareem.
Like Jacoby and Myers. J A C O B Y.
Oh, but it's K O B E?
This is J A apostrophe K O B E. This is Jacoby.
So wait, Jordan and Kobe?
That's what they said. That's what the parents said.
His name's not Jordan.
No, it's not Jacoby, but it's Jacoby.
Jacob.
Jacoby.
That's great. Anyway, happy birthday to former Padre Jody Garrett today. Ridiculous. I don't know if it's his birthday. I don't think it is.
No Caitlin Clark at the Olympics. No Alex Morgan in the Olympics either. She was left off the roster yesterday for Team USA. First big tournament she's going to miss in about 16 years. Now, she's been hurt this year. She hasn't scored any goals for the Wave this year. But they just decided that her veteran experience, that value wasn't going to be enough to use a roster spot on her. The Wave do have two players going to the Olympics. Naomi Girma and Jaden Shaw were both selected to the U.S. Olympic team. But not Alex Morgan, who won't be there.
Happens, right?
In Paris.
I think she's...
When are the opening ceremonies?
Oh, yeah, when are they?
Soon, I think, right? Like 3 weeks, maybe. Paris opening ceremony is July 26th, so we are just under one month out from the opening ceremony.
I'm more interested in it this year than I've ever been, and I can't really pinpoint why. Probably because I love Paris. That's a big part of it. But I'm more interested in watching it. I don't know how long that will last. You know how I am with things. I'm way into this for 24 hours, and then I'm over it entirely and won't check in again.
I mean, it's only 2 weeks for the whole thing, and then it's over.
That's true.
For 4 years.
Didn't I do... Wasn't I our Olympic correspondent when we
were,
first started?
Right at the beginning.
No, that was that World
the
Cup?
World Cup. I was doing
oh,
World
yeah,
Cup.
That's right. That was World Cup.
That was excruciating for me.
All right, we've got a couple of Throwback Thursday clips to get to. That is coming up right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. I'm enjoying the Padres name mashups for potential future children like Fernanny.
Fernanny, it's a great one. Saw a picture that Manny's wife posted yesterday before, you know, he was about to head out to Boston. And he was holding his little baby boy. And his little baby boy had, it was one of three things. He vomited on him, or he pooped on him, or it was pee-pee. One of the three, and it was on his shirt. So he's
stain.
So Manny's about to get on the plane with the fellas, and he had the little stain there, and I just went, oh my God, so stinking cute, though. Holding him before he leaves. Very, very sweet picture posted yesterday of our captain heading out to Boston, where he will most assuredly be greeted with a heckle and chorus of boos for the entire weekend.
Former enemy from the AL East and the Baltimore Orioles.
They blame him for ruining Dustin Pedroia's career, which, again, I mean, if you go watch the play, give me a break.
I mean, Manny's starting to turn it on. I feel like he'll thrive, though, going back to that environment.
I hope so.
Short wall and left, just pepper the monster for a couple of days with some line drives.
I hope so.
Love to see it. Yeah. We'll talk more about that series, obviously, tomorrow morning on our Friday edition. But a Throwback Thursday show. Got to get to a couple of clips, including an origin story.
These are great.
From our very early days here at 97.3 The Fan. So you...
like 2 weeks in.
2 weeks in.
So you, if you listen to our Padres wrap-up every morning at 6:35, there's the two different intros. When the Padres win... And when the Padres lose.
I love winning, man. I love winning.
That's the win.
You hear what I'm saying? It's like better than losing.
But then our losing and then there's the montage losing starts with...
It's a shame if they lose.
That's incorrect.
Does everybody know where that came from? Because the song, Take Me Out to the Ball Game, does not go like that.
It doesn't.
If they don't win, it's a shame, is the line.
It's a shame if they lose.
So if you don't know,
I mean, you got to be a real one to know to remember where that came from. It was 5 years ago today.
It happened at the San Alejo Stater Brothers, I believe, or Vaughns, one of the two Vaughns. And I got an email. We had just started, and they said, "Woodsy, can you go do an appearance semi close to your neighborhood?" And it's for Dietz and Watson, but it's at Vaughns. And I said, "Oh." Sure. What does it entail?
You learned about the lunch meat wars.
There was literally like mafia lunch meat wars. I learned about this from the Dietz and Watson guy. It was one of the most fascinating appearances I've ever had. Now, so I get paid to go out and stand at the 97.3 The Fan table where we had an assortment of like little clackers and like a couple of t-shirts to give away and like a pair of tickets to Circus Vargas. And I love a lot about this job. Appearances are not my favorite thing to do. And so I go out and we have a coupon for some Dietz and Watson or something. And I'm like, I'm just looking at my phone. I'm like, I gotta get out. I'm texting these guys like, this is just, I gotta go. Come on. All of a sudden, this guy walks up, and he gives you the look of, oh, and you see the look, and you just immediately start to panic of the, oh, who are you guys? What do you do? Right? I'm like, here's your Circus Vargas tickets, bud. Move on. Right? And he looks, and I said I would do, you know, sports radio, home of the Padres. And, oh, I love baseball. And I'm like, it's fantastic. And then... He's like, I am a singer. I'm a performer. I said, all right. And he said, let me sing you a song. And I said, what is happening? Are you on bath salts? And I ran my recording.
I
said, do you mind if I record you? And he said, no, I do not. Check this out. And he launches into, this is the full-ish version. You still have it, Paulie?
Well, Paulie's... I have the full version, but I remember you have we have the video of it too, which I'm sending to myself right now to put up there because it makes it, I think, even better. But
it
here's
makes
the
it
song.
Even better.
I don't care.
Like he just
launches into it, and I'm standing there with like this, my mouth wide open.
I don't care if I never come back.
No.
So it's root for the Padres.
Other people singing.
It's a shame if they lose. Well, it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
This is in the...
Amazing.
Is this Nathan Lane from the Birdcage?
And you know where it is. When you go to the grocery store, it's where they keep the carts. It's like the foyer of the... So it's the echo. It's a shame. He is full on
good acoustics
performing in there, and people are walking by like, what in the world is happening right now? One of the best appearances I've ever
had. Oh, my God. That's good.
J-Bot says, please play this every time we lose. We literally do. We play it. That's what we play when we lose. But it is just... I like how he says root.
Root.
For its root. 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 Root for the Padres. And then you hear
him... It's very 1920s.
You hear him stumble, Because he can't remember. It's a shame if they lose.
He just goes for it.
It was so, so, so good. And I remember in that moment going, all right, this was worth it. Because I texted these guys and I'm like, strap in for what I got at this appearance. It was amazing.
Here, I got the video. Yeah. I'm going to put it up one more time like for everybody
on
the radio.
I'd like to hear it again.
But if anybody wants to watch it.
Root. 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 Video. So every time I'm at the ballpark, I sing it like that. It's a shame if they lose. Every single time.
I don't care if I never come back.
Get
so
back.
It's root, root, root for the Padres.
My beard.
It's a shame if they lose. So it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
How old is that? Our merch is still blue.
It's blue.
Brown.
Yeah.
That's how old it was.
5 years ago today. 2019.
All right. Do we have time for the other one? I want to get to the other one as
well.
Yes,
we
so
go quickly.
If you don't like appearances, you also ad-libbing commercials is not your favorite, but you are very good at it.
Thank you.
And we had an exchange. When was this?
This was 3 years
ago. 3 years ago.
Just this is now a bit that I like. And since you always put me on the spot, Woods, I am going to give you random things to endorse, and then you've got to do a 60-second spot for whatever I give you to endorse. Like, you know, sex. Okay, sex doll, go.
On the spot?
Yeah.
Hey, guys, Woodsy here from Ben and Woods. Wanted to tell you about a new discovery that has just made its way to my front door. Listen, I know it may sound a little odd, but listen, my wife works weird hours, I work weird hours, and sometimes I can't handle my business the way that I want to handle my business. That's why I sometimes use Real Girl. Real Girl is made of silicone, and it really honestly feels like the real thing. I couldn't endorse a product more. It's easy. It's easy to store, and it's easy to clean. So try Real Girl at realgirl.com.
Should have said Real Girl.
Paul, cut that. Send it to the account.
Use the account exactly. Use the code Woodsy.
Yeah. Use the code Woodsy at checkout. Yeah, for 15% off your initial.
Should have said Real Girl. It feels real good.
It's easy to clean.
Yeah, the cleanup. It's such deviant behavior. It's the next level of deviancy. One of those, in my opinion. Not here to shame anybody, but I just do feel. I would feel very uncomfortable. And when they did it in the show, Dave, if you haven't seen Dave, when he did it, I was like, this is the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. And he carried it around with him on tour. Like, that was his, his special friend. He was a bit of a germaphobe, so that made it much easier for him. So, anyway, that's it for us.
That is not it for us.
Oh.
Might be it for Pauly, or he may be actually sticking around for a while as well.
You want to take my spot on the round table?
You guys have heard the traffic reports today. There was a fatal accident,
unfortunately,
like near Camp Pendleton. Braden said he's stuck in it. He said, I left at 4:45, and his ETA is like 11:15 a.m. this morning because it was stopped. Like 2 hours had gone by. He's like, I've moved 50 feet.
Man.
There's no exits. Like, so you Camp Pendleton.
You may be running.
Italian Paul's coming in for backup.
IP is. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Okay.
Either way, we're heading out to the sound space for the weekly Roundtable Pizza, Padres Roundtable, with all your 97.3 The Fan hosts, minus, of course, Tony Gwynn Jr., who's in Boston with Padres. But the rest of us, we'll be talking Padres baseball for the next hour. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. or 6 a.m. until 10 a.m. to wrap up the week. But that's it for us. Hopefully it for Paul Reindl. For Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Talk to you momentarily right here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.